Well, good morning again, and welcome back to Financing Your Future. This is John Schaaf, Senior Vice President Investments here from the Schaaf Tally Investment Group of Raymond James, conveniently located in the magnificent, beautiful Bellevue Park Corporate Center. Again, under much construction, as I've been saying, and hopefully, Lord willing, we'll get through that here pretty soon. But at this point, we still have some construction over there. Our address is 200 Bellevue Parkway, and that's Suite 425 here in Wilmington, Delaware, 19809. And, of course, our phone numbers, for those of you who don't know it yet, if you're local, is 302-798-9113. Or if you're out of the area, it's 800-225-8043. So welcome back. And again, I hope you have had a good day so far today. It's a little early, I know, but maybe you've already gotten up outside and have taken your walk. Perhaps you've had your chance to go to your house of worship this morning and you're on your way back. Or perhaps you're on the way to church this morning or to your house of worship and you will get there just in time for the service to start. I know over at our church, we just got a brand new parking lot done here, just finished it with stripes on it. I can't believe how excited you can become about a parking lot. But boy, when we finally got that parking lot done, what a difference. What a difference. And sidewalks, we have all this. It's like, wow, what a difference it's made at our church. And so it's really, I guess you could say we're spoiled now. We really are. But it's a great thing. So anyway, I hope you had a chance to have a chance of worship today. A little time with the Lord does have a day of rest and a day of recharging after a week. Again, this is a week that you are on vacation and you're actually going to recharge the whole week. You've just kicked back and maybe you're going to have to go to work next week. Well, that's not so good. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But anyway, maybe you've had a chance to be with your family on a vacation at a great time, I hope, if you did. And so you have some time together. And I know that many folks are taking vacations and doing things this time of year, traveling. It's a pretty common time with school out. This allows the kids to be able to have some time to go do some things. And I've got many friends that are taking various things. I talked to some clients this past week, getting ready to take a cruise, celebrating a 50th anniversary. So that's going to be fantastic for them. Makes me envious. I'm not 50th anniversary yet, but I still owe my wife a cruise, and hopefully, Lord willing, I'll be able to put that together with her, and we can get that in our agenda here sometime over the next year or two. That's my plan, anyway. But again, I hope you guys are enjoying this week, or have enjoyed this week, and looking forward to the week to upcoming week. And of course, it's warm. It's that time of year. It's July. July's typically a good time for sunbathing, but carefully, mind you, you have to be careful. I don't want you getting sunburned. You can get skin cancer. That can be a bad thing, so you want to be careful there. It's also time for baseball. The Phillies have been on fire. We got to keep pulling for them. We can't give up on those guys. Those guys have been doing some good ball playing here recently. We got to keep pulling for them. They can make it to the stretch. So anyway, it's a great time to kind of catch up with the family and to enjoy and rest. So good to have you back with us this morning. I know I'm going to try to get back on my feet, too. I'm doing pretty good about that and almost back to full power. And I should be in good shape here another week or so. I'll be able to cut my own grass, which I'm looking forward to. But you know, one thing is when you can appreciate, I know many of you can appreciate it. I had the good fortune of my youngest son watching him cut my grass because I wasn't able to in what a great feeling that is, right? That was part of my therapy to help me feel better, was watching my son cut the grass. And I do appreciate him doing that. It was very kind of him to do that. So, again, welcome this morning. This is John Schaaf. And just remind you that Raymond James is a member of New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, and that we have a Facebook page and we have a web page. And, again, you tech folks that love to go out there and investigate things online, I would encourage you to take a look at our webpage, which is www.schaaftally.com. So it's www.schaaftally.com. Take a look at it. If you're a client, you know you can go to that webpage and you can log on. It's convenient to be able to do that. It also has some nice updated articles. It also has our bios and some photographs. Kind of has a nice overall view of our philosophy, our investment philosophy. And again, you can also contact us through the webpage if you'd like. You can request an appointment. Those are the things we're trying. Again, we're trying to stay somewhat ahead or up to speed with technology. Not ahead by any means, but trying to stay at least up with technology. And, of course, look at the Facebook page. Our Facebook page will be limited because of regulatory reasons, but we do try to use Facebook page within the parameters that we can. So you can always like us and click on that, and there will be some articles. Joe puts current events, current articles on the page. So there will be some. Matter of fact, there will be there should be a copy of what I'm referring to over this week in the investment strategy quarterly. There'll be a copy of that if you'd like to refer to that. Also, that'll have the graphs and charts and things that you can't see on this radio. Not yet, but who knows, right? But right now, some of the graphs and charts will be on that actual article that's on the webpage. So take a look at it or look at it on Facebook, either way. So last week, if you remember, I was talking about a couple of different things. I have Brian Westbury is a economist for a First Trust that we refer to periodically, and I've met with him. He's a very knowledgeable man. Seems to have some great insight and some things going forward. And so we've used him in the past, and if you missed it, last week is where I was talking about him. And then I started to talk about our chief investment officer, who's Larry Adam, or Lawrence Adams officially. And I just had started to introduce his comments for this quarter because, remember, as I said, this is the beginning of the third quarter for the year. We just finished the first half of 2019, if you can believe I'm saying that out loud. Now, I didn't count how many shopping days to Christmas, but I do know on the Hallmark Channel, they're already showing the July Christmas specials already, so it's hard to believe I'm even saying Christmas in July at this stage. But anyway, I don't have to remind you, especially folks that are getting a little more mature, the days go by quicker. And so here we are, first half of the year is over. We're on a record pace, or we were on a record pace. We've hit high records, or we've hit multiple records in the market this year so far. And so, you know, one of the things that I appreciate from our chief investment officer is some oversight for what he feels what's happened and what he feels is going to happen going forward. Now, again, none of this is going to be we all have variability here. By the way, that reminds me. Let me just say the disclaimer real quick. And that's Investment Strategy Quarterly, which is the article I'm referring to here, is intended to communicate current economic and capital market information along with the informed perspectives of an investment professionals. You may contact your financial advisor to discuss the content of this publication in the context of your own unique circumstances. Published July 1st, 2019, material prepared by Raymond James as a resource for its financial advisors. So again, this is, thank you for tolerating that, but it's just something we have to do. So we got through that. So anyway, he starts off his letter this quarter with the titling it calling Being in the Right Place at the Right Time. And I started that last week. Again, as I said, we were talking about the 25th anniversary of the Academy Award winning movie that Forrest Gump was in. You remember that? And remember what Forrest Gump's mother always said? Can we all say it out together? Life was like a box of chocolates. You remember that? Yep. And you remember everybody was saying that forever for the longest time. Well, Larry was talking about in this article here that you could just as easily apply that same phrase to the financial markets, as you never know what volatility-inducing headline is going to get to next, you know, and he's absolutely right. It's almost like Forrest Gump saying, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And here you go, the market same way every day. It's like one day it's this one, not the market, but the headlines you see every day is one this, something else, something that. So where we finished last week was we just began to introduce where President Trump had tweeted some infamous trade tweets this past few weeks, and that causes some moves in the market. We talked about the presidential election will probably be an issue for this year, or the election cycle. Well, the potential domestic risks. We also have a potentially rising recessionary fears. And of course, he did mention the fickle Federal Reserve, which I'm not going to try to say that very quickly. And then if I should go back and quote them from a year ago, it's amazing the reversal in their perspective of the economy and the federal funds rates of going forward. So we're even potentially looking at maybe even some cuts later this year. So his comment again was, we still believe the investors must be prudent with their investments and remain committed to their long-term financial plans. And that's where we left off last week. So I'm going to pick up from there. And I do want to remind you, again, that's what we do. We help folks to develop financial plans for their future. And then we also help folks to stay the course. And this is some of the hardest things that we do, is helping people understand what they have, why they have it, and for staying the course when everybody, or not everybody, but the news media, whatever the case may be saying the world's coming to an end. That's hard to hold the course when you should be, and selling when you should be too. And there's times when you need to be selling to raise cash for whatever reason, whatever the case may be. It may be for required minimum distributions. It may be for other things. But you want to continue to that's what we try to stay with our clients and guide them and help them make good financial decisions for their benefit. And again, if you'd like to sit down and talk with us about your circumstances, our phone number is 302-798-9113. Again, if you're out of the area, it's 800-225-8043. So give us a call. Give Joe or Susan or myself a call. We'd be glad to get you on our schedules and for a complimentary visit. And of course, this is a good time to do it over the summer. A lot of times folks say, well, I'm just going to do it over the summer when it gets quiet. And before you know it, it doesn't happen. And boom, and we're back into full speed ahead in August, and school's back in session and working and everybody else. And so, hey, maybe take some time over the summer and get your financial house in order. Let us help you if we can. All right, let me start off here. As our CIO here comes up, his comments starts off, and I quote, as Forrest reminds us, you've got to put the past behind you before you can move on. Boy, is that a powerful statement or what? Too many people can't get past that, but that's what we're reminded that he is quoted in this from the movie. Well, that's exactly what we need to do from an economic perspective. With the U.S. economy poised to notch the longest, and it just did, the longest economic expansion in the history of our country. Whoa, I did not realize that. So this is not only the longest in a history, it's the longest in the history of our country, 121 months. Investors can no longer count on tax cuts, quantitative easing, or early cycle bounce back growth to support the market. Assuming the trade war does not escalate, our chief economist, that's Dr. Scott Brown, believes this expansion will continue as the Fed is likely to cut short-term interest rates, not just once, but twice. Let me read that again. Our chief economist, who is Dr. Scott Brown, believes the expansion will continue as the Fed is likely to cut short-term interest rates, not just once, but twice, before the end of this year. An elevated business and consumer confidence, robust employment conditions, and expectations for healthy consumer spending trends should lead the U.S. domestic gross domestic product, the GDP, growth of 1.9% for 2019. While risks have risen, the expectation is that the U.S. economy will not slip into the recession over the next 12 months, which is critical in developing our outlook for the capital markets for next year. And that's the kind of things that we do. We try to say, all right, we put together these different folks from different parts of our investment committee and come up with ideas of what we should have for the next 12 to 18 months. So these comments are encouraging when you hear that, despite the risks that have risen in the U.S. economy. Now, the bond market has us echoing Forrest Gump's question, what's normal anyways? Well, given historical precedent, the longevity and the strength of the economic expansion combined with record budget deficits should have led to higher interest rates, right? That would make sense. However, this has not been the case. In fact, global interest rates have continued to grind lower, and the yield curve remains flat or even inverted, depending on the maturities that you examine. According to Managing Director of Fixed Income Research, Doug Drabek, central bank bond purchases, particularly in Europe and Japan, have led to more than $13 trillion $13 trillion in negative yielding sovereign debt. Now, that was a Freudian slip there. Demographics are also playing a part as retiring investors transition from risk assets to income generating securities. Now, that's another whole program I need to talk about, probably coming up here soon, is that the aging of America with the boomers aging at such a pace and how they're impacting so many different parts of the economy. And I'll probably have some time on that later over the summer. But U.S. Treasuries have traditionally been the safe haven destination for much of the fixed income world. Now, remember, sometimes we in America seem to only focus on the U.S. and, or even sometimes even closer to home than that. But remember, we're on a planet here with other countries around the globe who have different economies, different types of leadership, different kind of debts and things like that. So one of the things you got to remember is that we're just one country of many around the world. So when you do a comparison, so on a comparative basis, would you prefer a 10-year U.S. Treasury bond yielding 2.01% or a 10-year German Bund yielding negative 0.33%? You hear? Can you believe that? I'm saying that means you're losing money on it. When you see a minus in front of that on the yield, you're actually guaranteeing to lose money. So the answer is obvious, and the excess demand for U.S. Treasuries will likely keep domestic interest rates lower for longer. And that's been the issue all along, is the rates have not risen as would be expected at this time of an expansion. And that's because of the demand from international buyers are driving these prices on our treasuries down, which is kind of a cool thing for us, but it's not necessarily a good thing overall. So, again, the answer is obvious, and the excess demand for U.S. Treasuries will likely keep domestic interest rates lower for longer. The likelihood that the Fed will cut rates in order to preserve the economic expansion, combined with unattractive interest rates overseas, has led us to reduce, and that would be Raymond James, to reduce our year-end target for the 10-year Treasury to yield 2.4% from our original 2.75% we originally predicted. So from a sector perspective, we still prefer emerging market bonds and investment grade bonds over high yield. So again, that's just giving you a brief summary. If you're puzzled why interest rates have maintained this low level in the United States, and that's because we have the best rates in the, relatively speaking, I won't say completely, but in most cases we have the best rates in the world, and we're a place where people are putting monies. And that's keeping, we have basically the simple terms, there's more buyers than sellers, and that's keeping the price low. So you could quote, run, Forrest, run, could just as easily be run, equities, run, right? However, to move higher, the equity markets need to shed the braces. You remember Forrest had braces of negativity surrounding trade fears and recessionary fears. If this does occur, we believe record earnings should continue to propel the equity markets higher. We reiterate our 2005 S&P, reiterate our S&P 500 year-end target of 2946. However, should the trade war with China escalate, Managing Director of Equity Portfolio and Technical Strategy Mike Gibbs estimates that the S&P earnings will fall by 4%. Leading to more uncertainty and domestic potential and downside domestic potential for equities. So from a sector standpoint, we prefer technology, healthcare, consumer discretionary, and communication services. In addition, assuming the Fed embarks upon an easing cycle, we favor cyclicals over defensives and growth over value-oriented strategies. And growth has continued to outperform value. We maintain our preference for the U.S. over other developed market equities such as Europe and Japan. If there's any progress on the trade front between the U.S. and China, emerging markets should stand to benefit. Again, the U.S. still has been the leader there. Unlike Forrest and Jenny, I love his analogies, oil prices and the U.S. dollar are not like peas and carrots. In fact, there is typically a negative correlation between commodities and the dollar. Tailwinds that previously supported the dollar continue to fade, particularly as the Fed appears to cut interest rates before year end. As a result, we forecast the dollar weakening slightly to $1.15 versus the euro before year end. A weaker dollar, fading global oil inventories, and the new International Maritime Organization standard sets to take effect in January 2020 should support oil prices. So our forecast is that oil will bounce back to $70 a barrel before the year end. And Forrest Gump is an inspiration to many as he overcomes significant tribulations in his life through both hard work and good fortune. Admittedly, you need both as a successful investor. He had a way of being in the right place at the right time as he ended up being part of many of the most iconic events of the 20th century. This is exactly what we aim to do with our investment strategies. Place your portfolio in the best position to succeed over the long term. And again, that's one of the things that we do in our office is we'd be glad to sit down with you and review your portfolio. Look it over, make sure that you've got what you think you have. Make sure it's based on a risk analysis that you think that you're taking. And make sure the liquidity issues are there for you. And to review the portfolio in a fashion that would be appropriate for you. And again, you can give us a call at 302-798-9113 or 800-225-8043 for a complimentary visit with us. We can run cash flow analysis for you, can do some estate planning analysis, retirement planning, certainly can do that too, and just some life planning in general. So I want to finish up this article with this last comment here. Bubba remarks that shrimp, and I quote, is the fruit of the sea, as he lists the multitude of cooking methods, pairings, and seasonings that make shrimp so versatile. And I do love shrimp, and I cook it multiple different ways, and I'm sure you do too. The same could be said of your portfolio, as there are numerous ways to structure your investments to meet your unique goals and objectives. As volatility is likely to increase and the return environment becomes more challenging, we encourage you to review your portfolio with your advisor. Again, that's what we do with our clients on a regular basis. We like to see our folks once a year at least, preferably maybe even more often than that if we can. But we're available for them to do things that they need to get done. And we can help you too if you'd like to, as I said. You want to come by and visit with us. You want to sit down and have another set of eyes to look over the portfolio. Perhaps you've got some questions on some things that you own. You're not sure why do I own these things. Well, maybe come by and let us take a look at them and help give you some guidance on that. Or perhaps you've got, as I said, you've had circumstances in your family have changed for whatever reason, and you need to have another set of eyes. You'd like another opinion of something. Please give us a call again at 302-798-9113, and we'd be glad to set up an appointment for you. We are, like I say, we are in the middle of doing a few little updates at the office, so it'll be pretty nice. We'll have it all up, spruced up for you here when you come by to see us. We'll be working through our vacations over the summer too, so I would encourage you to try to get on the calendar while you can, because time's going to get away from us. Your time, Mars time, then our calendars will get full, and it'll get harder and harder to get in to see us. So if you can, maybe this week or next week, give our office a call at 302-798-9113 and see if we can't schedule an appointment with you to help you achieve those goals and objectives that you have on your plate so that we can help you review those things together, okay? So it looks like we're just about out of time this morning. My brother Jim's telling me that we're running low here. So I wanted to leave you with a thought, if I may, here from, this is actually from Booker T. Washington. And as I quote, "Those who are happiest are those who do the most for others." So how true that is, how true that is. So until we meet again, this has been John Schaaf for Financing Your Future.